Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.
In South Africa's ultra-competitive job market, even qualified candidates are often overlooked, and it may have nothing to do with their skills. New insight from PNET's Job Market Trends report, it's drawn from over 6 million CVs viewed or shared each year, it reveals what really catches a recruiter's eye and what causes a job seeker to vanish into the digital abyss. From how you label your job title to whether your name is correctly entered, the data is clear. Small details can make or break visibility. Head of Insights at PNET is Paul Byrne, and he joins me now. Paul, a very warm welcome. You've analyzed millions of recruiter interactions. What's the single biggest mistake that job seekers make on their CVs, either online or just with their profiles generally?
Jeremy, thank you. I think we start by saying, first and foremost, that a CV is probably the most important document of our working careers. It reflects absolutely everything about what we've done in terms of the career choices we've made, the achievements that we've got, and it's so important to make it great. And you talk about sort of the quickness of what recruiters can actually sort of scan through the CVs. At this stage, we would go back to, if I look at 30 years ago, recruiters could probably scan a CV in about 17 seconds. Nowadays, they can do the same in a couple of clicks of a button, which gets to that all-important point of what really, really matters. And I think to answer your question, I can explain that in seven numbers. Starting with what you said, first and foremost, make sure your name is complete, it's visible, and it's spelt correctly. I'm surprised at how many people don't pay attention to that on an online profile. And the importance of this is that what we found is that one in three recruiters will search for an individual by name. And typically, you can imagine if a recruiter is looking for someone, they've seen someone on social media, they've seen something in the media, they've heard someone on radio, and they want to find that person, they're going to go and look for that person by their direct name. So one in three recruiters will search like that. So if job seekers are not completing that information correctly, they're not going to be found in that online search.
You also suggest that job titles drive nearly half of all searches. What's your advice to someone about getting that right, particularly if you have a quirky or company-specific title?
Very much so. It's so important and such an important point that you raised there, Jeremy. We say specifically as 46% of recruiters will search by job title. And what we see in the market is a lot of companies do have those funky job titles. You know, calling a sales consultant a rainmaker, calling an operations person the chief bottle washer and cook. It doesn't cut it. And it doesn't cut it because what actually happens is that recruiters are literally going in and doing a Google-like search where they're saying, find me that sales consultant, find me that operations person. So as soon as a job seeker is putting something on their CV that's quirky, they're not going to be surfaced in any of those searches because simply their algorithms are going to miss them.
Why is location important?
Specifically, about 92% of vacancies are searched on specifically in the location that the job exists. So, you know, so much for the phenomenon of work from home or work remotely, it still exists, but it's not as prevalent as it was, you know, 3-4 years ago when we were talking the height of COVID. So people and recruiters in particular want to know that the people that are working for them are in close proximity. And what recruiters will typically do is they will set a location and say, find me people that are in this general location. Now, there are two things that job seekers can do there. One is they set where they're currently residing, but also they can say, I would like to work in an alternative location. I might be in Joburg and I want to come to Cape Town. And they do have that opportunity to say, I'm willing to relocate and my preference in location would be in Cape Town. And the importance of that is clear. If I'm in Joburg, I'm wanting to be in Cape Town, then say it because then recruiters can at least find you and know that that's the space that you want to work in.
And Paul Byrne, I find this interesting. Your report emphasizes visibility and being open to offer. But it's important, surely, for candidates to balance that visibility with privacy, particularly, and here's the rub, when they are currently employed.
Yes, but I think where we are in a workplace is that companies and recruiters understand that talent these days is highly mobile. We will change jobs relatively often. That's a different debate in terms of and discussion that we can have around how long people are typically going to stay in jobs. But we're all mobile and we're looking for companies that can offer us the best in terms of what it is that we want out of our careers, the purpose, the development, that feeling of belonging. But being searchable and being open to offers, specifically in a platform like what we've got in PNET, it is a confidential space. It is a safe space because recruiters subscribe to be able to search that database. And I think that's such a very important component of it. And why we say it's so important to actually set yourself as visible and searchable is that probably about 75% of white-collar recruitment happens via recruiters actually searching for CVs online. So if you're not making yourself visible, then you're pretty much knocking yourself out of the market, even if you're not looking for a job. So I'm very happy where I am right now, but there might be that opportunity that a recruiter is looking for someone with my set of skills right now, and if I'm not visible, I'm not going to be found. The converse of that is that the top talent that we've got within South Africa, we can see through the behavior of our recruiters that are searching on our platform, on the PNET platform, is the top talent is getting searched about 100 times a year. That's almost twice per every week they're getting a contact about a job opportunity. And so, yes, you've got that searchability, you've got that visibility that's important, but knowing that you can be searched on that many times does just reconfirm that importance of why it matters what's in your CV, because you want to make sure that when the recruiters are actually contacting you, they're contacting you about relevant opportunities. You don't want the time wasters in terms of people contacting you for a job for which you got too much experience, for example.
I want to pick you up on that keyword skills, which we know are rising in importance. But what recommendation to job seekers about listing softer skills, these rather amorphous terms like leadership and adaptability? Does that make any difference?
Yes, it does. Our recommendation to the jobs to our job seekers is do both your hard and soft skills. It does matter. It really matters. And more recruiters are starting to focus on skills-based recruitment as opposed to just qualifications. And the kind of skills that we know that are sticking out are your problem solving, your creative thinking, your communication, time management and self-motivation, and we're coming across more cultural intelligence and diversity awareness as well, which I think are really, really important soft skills. And people that are noting that they've got those in their CVs are going to be putting themselves at the top of the pile in terms of recruiter interest.
And just a quick one in conclusion, obviously education remains a key filter, but would that disadvantage capable candidates who maybe didn't finish a formal qualification but still have exemplary or strong on-the-job experience, which surely counts?
It does count. And it goes back to my point that we're seeing that recruiters are putting a lot more emphasis on focus on skills-based recruiting as opposed to just qualifications. But what we do see is about 8 out of 10 vacancies actually specify a minimum education level. So there are two things that then matter in that case. Number one, when a job seeker is actually applying for a job, they might potentially filter themselves up by saying, well, I don't have that level of qualification. But that then comes back to my point about saying actually 75% of recruiting in white collar recruitment happens specifically through search. And therefore, if I've got my skills correctly noted and summarized within that CV document of mine, the chances are very good that I'm going to then still surface up in the research, in the search that the recruiter's doing, and get found for that particular opportunity.
Paul Byrne, all very valuable intel. Thank you very much indeed. Head of Insights at PNET.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, delivering expert support and tailored solutions to help your business grow with confidence, clarity, and resilience.